Well, good morning to all. It's great to see you. Thank you for joining us on this Saturday for our 2015 annual Reformation Conference at Christ United Reformed Church. My name is Mike Brown. I have the great privilege of serving this congregation as pastor. We've been here for about 12 years, and we welcome you here today to this conference. If you are looking for a church that preaches Christ from all the scriptures, that worships the Lord with reverence and awe, that confesses the truth as it's been confessed through the historic Christian church, this may be the people and place that you are looking for. We invite you to worship with us on any Sunday. We have worship at 9:30 a.m., 6 p.m., every Lord's Day. This, of course, is a conference. It's a little bit different. It's not a worship service, even though we'll be praying and singing and listening today. It's a great opportunity for us to come together, receive teaching, instruction on a particular topic. A few housekeeping items before we talk about that topic of our conference this year. First of all, this is a small facility, but there are bathrooms in the back. Ladies to that side, men to that side. Hopefully you all have a program, and that was given to you as you came in. If not, you can pick one up at the break. But we'll be following that, for the most part, the way that it's outlined. You can see that there are coffee breaks a couple of times in the day. We've provided coffee and some snacks for you. Feel free to fellowship, talk about what you're learning, ask questions during that time. Lunch is not included today. This is a free conference, so lunch is not included. But there are many facilities in the area. They're very close during our lunch hour. There's a few places right across the street where you can eat. Also, you'll find a lot of places on Mission Gorge Road, just a couple of blocks down Magnolia. You can use your smartphone, but there you can find just about everything. Kathy, our secretary, has listed some lunch suggestions just to give you an idea of what's in the area. We'll be breaking for lunch 12:45 to 1:45. It's a little bit later, so I encourage you to make use of the snacks that are provided today. Right after lunch, we will have a raffle. And so here's how the raffle works. You were given a ticket as you came in. Fill out your name on that. It's free. Throw it into the fishbowl out there. And there will be three books. There will be three winners today. A book from each of our three speakers. Dr. Dennis Johnson, an excellent commentary on the book of Revelation. Highly recommend it to everyone. You can also purchase that today if you like. For a suggested donation on the back table. We want to make that available to you because we believe it's a helpful tool for understanding the book of Revelation. And then Dr. Kim Riddlebarger, pastor of Christ United Reformed Church in Anaheim, has written two excellent books on eschatology, or The Last Things. You can find both of those on the book table, but we will be raffling off one of those, which is called The Man of Sin. It's not his autobiography, but it is about the uncovering the truth about the Antichrist. You can't really tell who that is there, and that was on purpose. And then for the loser of the three, they get a book that I co-wrote with a fellow pastor on covenant theology to give you an understanding of the whole sweep of redemptive history and how to read the Bible. Those are free, but here's the deal. You have to be present in order to win. So you got to be back here at 1:45 if you want to win. If we draw your name, you're not here, well, you got left behind. And so our Lord said, watch and be ready. I'm just saying. Then there'll also be a Q&A panel. We will close the day with a Q&A panel. Dr. Riddlebarger and Dr. Johnson will take all of the hard questions. I will take the easy ones. The three of us will be up here. And we will happily entertain any questions that you may have, but please write those questions down during the lecture. There will be ushers in the back. When we break for coffee or for lunch, hand your question to the ushers. They will collect those, and then we'll have a moderator, and they'll lead the Q&A time. I believe that's it. Also, the conference is free. All of this is free to you. If you want to make a donation to the church to offset the cost of the conference, to help pay for next year's conference, we will happily receive that. There's a box in the back, a box in the front. We'll also give you an opportunity later as the ushers will pass a basket around. But please don't feel obligated to do so. This is free. Freely we have received, freely we give. And we want you to enjoy this today without having that pressure. If you desire to make a donation, though, we will receive that humbly. Last but not least, if you've been given a name badge, make sure you put that on. We were going to require you to put it on your right hand or your forehead, but you can put it wherever you like, as long as it's visible so we can see each other and who we are. The conference topic today is eschatology. Is the last things. Eschatology is just a fancy theological word, which means the study of the last things. And the Bible speaks a lot about the last things, about the coming of Christ, about the resurrection, about the new heavens and new earth. It's an essential part of the Christian faith and the Christian confession. God's people have always confessed that Christ will return visibly, suddenly, gloriously, to judge the living and the dead. We even confess it in the Apostles and Nicene Creeds. We find it in all of the Protestant confessions, for example. We believe these things. Of course, there are differences of opinion on how some of those things work out at the end. And we really see this as an in-house debate or a family discussion amongst Christians who confess that Christ will return. The three speakers today, all of us hold a particular position, and we will argue for that position. And we will hope to persuade you from Scripture of what we believe the Scriptures to clearly teach and what has been understood by the majority in the historic Christian church. But we do see this as an in-house debate. It's important for us to understand that. As we talk about dispensationalism or preterism or premillennialism and postmillennialism, we don't see these as our enemies. We see these as our brothers in the Lord who are wrong. And that's perfectly fine. As long as we both understand that Christ returns visibly and suddenly, we can all confess that, and that is our blessed hope, as the Scriptures say. Nevertheless, these differences are not unimportant. And as we know, there's been a lot of sensationalism in recent decades, in the last century, a lot of confusion. If you're like me, you maybe have grown up in an environment where you heard very little about the doctrine of justification or the significance of Christ's resurrection, but you knew the whole end-time scenario with the Antichrist, the mark of the beast, and the tribulation, et cetera, et cetera. And so what we hope to do today is bring some clarity. You're going to hear three lectures. They are lectures, not sermons, but lectures, blocks of instruction on three important matters, areas of the end times or the last things. You'll hear a lecture on Matthew 24 and our Lord's teaching about the end. You'll hear a lecture on how to understand the book of Revelation. And you'll hear one on what does the Bible say about the Antichrist. We hope this will be edifying and helpful to you. And especially in these days when we may have questions about what is going on in our time. We even living in our culture. We see so many changes. We see so many things happening. We see the ethics of people changing just in recent decades. We're beginning to see more of, at least in our culture and before our own eyes, or at least on the web, a rise of radical Islam and the persecution of Christians. We see some radical agendas from people that are very hostile toward Christianity. And maybe we begin to think, what's happening? We're seeing Christianity move into cultural exile. What significance does the Bible's teaching on the last things have upon our understanding of these things? We hope to bring some clarity to all of those questions. They are legitimate questions. But now what I would like to do is lead us in singing and prayer before our first lecture. Before we sing, let's just hear this passage from the Apostle Paul to Pastor Titus in Titus chapter 2. The Word of God says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people,
training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Loved ones, that is our blessed hope, the Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, He is the one that we need to make known, and He is the one upon whom we must look.